ते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7।
ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राज्यहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राज्यहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राज्यहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् हेतुकम् लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् राजहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राजहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राजहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। माताजि, ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राज्यहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः। ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातिवधं गर्ह्यम् अधर्मं राज्यहेतुकम् ततो निवृत्तो हन्ताहम् हतोऽयम् इति लौकिकः।
ज्ञात्वा, बीइंग अवेयर, ज्ञाति ऑफ हिज रिलेटिव्स, वधम द किलिंग, गर्ह्यम अबोमिनेबल, अधर्मम इरिलीजियन, राज्य टू एक्वायर अ किंगडम, हेतुकम हैविंग एज द मोटिव, ततः फ्रॉम सच एक्टिविटी निवृत्तः रिटायर्ड हंता द किलर, अहम आई एम हतः किल्ड, अयम दिस ग्रुप ऑफ रिलेटिव्स इति दस लौकिकः मुंडेन। Translation: on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna thought that killing his relatives would be an abominable, irreligious activity, motivated only by his desire to acquire a kingdom. He therefore desisted from the battle, thinking I would be the killer of my relatives. They would be destroyed. Thus, Arjuna was afflicted with mundane consciousness. Purport? Lord Krishna here explains to Uddhava the circumstances in which Sri Krishna poses questions. There is only one line in the purport.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Nadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna thought that killing his relatives would be an abominable irreligious activity, motivated only by his desire to acquire a kingdom. He therefore desisted from the battle, thinking, I would be the killer of my relatives, they would be destroyed. Thus, Arjuna was afflicted by mundane consciousness. This is a recap by Lord Shri Krishna. Lord Krishna is recapping the Krishna-Arjuna Samvada, the pristine Bhagavad Gita. And that's coming up in a conversation with Sri Uddhava, erudite scholar, disciple of Brihaspati, who had posed this question just 2 verses back.
Yakascha bhumau divi vairasayam vibhutayo dikshu maha vibhute tamahyam akhyanu anubhavitaste namamite tirtha padangri padmam.
That, O supremely potent Lord, please explain to me your innumerable potencies which you manifest on the earth, in heaven, in hell, and indeed in all directions. I offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet, which are the shelter of all holy places. And in response to this, the previous verse, the Lord had glorified Uddhava. He had said, Evam etadaham prishtha prashnam prashnavidamvara. O prashnavidam, one who is supremely competent at asking questions. A very rare compliment we would get to hear. Generally, the tendency in modern education is to dismiss questions. Whereas the Vedanta Sutra begins with Atato Brahma Jigyasa. How can you refine your question so that your question actually contains the seed for everyone's welfare? Variya Nishate Prashna Krito Lokahitam Rupa. Lokahita. You're actually thinking about everyone's welfare in your question. And in this context, Krishna is saying, Hey Uddhava, you asked an amazing question. What? How can one experience you? How can one see you, your vibhuti, in every walk of life? In every situation, even in Naraka. in very difficult situations, even in this life. This is a quest. And Krishna is saying that this question was asked by Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. When? First of all, Arjuna was in a very despondent condition, not understanding whether to fight or not. Why to fight, if at all to fight? And if to fight, with whom to fight with? One's own relatives. So both the intent and the entire activity was being questioned by Arjuna. And Krishna says, he desisted from the battle and he was afflicted with mundane consciousness. And what we'll see in the next verse is that Krishna says, I enlightened Arjuna. And with logical arguments, to the extent that Krishna, he quotes different Asito Devalo Vyaso Swayam Cheva, he quotes different previous rishis. He also appeals to Arjuna's logic. Tarka is largely about assimilating known evidences. Imam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi tata swadharmam kirtim cha hitva papam vapsasi. Krishna appealed to him that if you fight on this battlefield, at least if you win, you will get victory. If you die, you will be glorified after you die. But here you have put yourself in a predicament by not even being situated in what you are competent at, because Krishna the Lord has blessed each and every one of us with some unique potential by which we can contribute. And hey Arjuna, just don't think in terms of results, the consequence of you not adhering to your Swadharma. Because it's not that by you abstaining from fighting, these ladies will not become widows. Duryodhana will become the cause of making them widows. In fact, it will be worse than just making them widows. They will not be even protected after they become widows. You want that situation? You recall Draupadi's situation? So you want to perpetrate many more incidences like Draupadi by your silence? Because silence is also violence. So this way Arjuna through logic, through his friendly relation. Because Krishna has had a lot of context about Arjuna. So Krishna says that, hey Arjuna, my opinion is that one then follows one's own Swadharma and aligns that with the highest Swadharma of the Bhakti Lata, the beej of Bhakti completely flowering and not only enlightening one's own lives but others' lives. When one does that, when one acknowledges the Lord's gifts upon us and uses them accordingly and not misuses or abuses them, then actually you create Loka Sangraha. People will come together, even the generations to follow. Loka Sangraha is not just about one generation, it's about generations. What Bhagiratha, the Bhagiratna Prayatna, we say that the Prayatna to get Gangaji is called Bhagirath Prayatna because it didn't last just one generation. So what is the legacy you're going to leave, Arjuna? And Krishna says, Sakta karmane vidvamsa yatha kurvanti bharata kuryat vidvam sadha sakta chikirshu loka sangraham. A person may act as if he is attached. Why? Because he has to perform duties with commitment to create inspiration in others. You cannot be indifferent while performing duties. You can be indifferent to the results, but not indifferent to the duty itself. And what kind of inspiration will you set for others? And therefore, Krishna says that I have actually no obligation. Name parthasti kartavyam trishilokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani. Still I act. So if I do that, hey Arjuna, why shouldn't you? But here's a spirit in which you can act. One is a letter and the other is a spirit. Yes, the letter may be that you act according to your Swadharma. But the spirit is that I align my Swadharma in the process of Nishkama Karma Yoga, fructifying in pure devotional service. So hey Arjuna, Manmanava Madbhakto Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru. Mame Vaisha Satyamte Pratijane Priyosime. Engage your mind in thinking about me. And that is not separate from your fighting on the battlefield. Get increasingly attached to me. And you will. In fact, you will. You will lose Abhimanyu. It's not that you will be without losses. And where will you turn to? Because the struggle, when Krishna says that you fight, along with that fight come all the challenges, the hardships, the consequences on the way. And there is no easy way out. You embrace them. And Abhimanyu will die. I mean, of course, Krishna didn't say that. But the fact is, yes, the Supreme Lord as Paramatma knows. Yet, he doesn't display. Abhimanyu, the most beloved disciple of Krishna, I mean, he left his body in the absence of Krishna and his father. What painful situation. For Krishna also it was painful. Abhimanyu, as he was leaving his body, he just said, I just pray that Krishna, gets great pleasure by hearing about my valor. For him, that was a certificate enough. Not even the physical presence of Krishna. That he hears about my valor. And that I try to fulfill the teachings, the lessons he had given me. So this way, it's not that it was an easy walk, easy path chalked out by Krishna for Arjuna to fight. No, nimitta matram bhava savya sachi. You become my nimitta. And as a nimitta, you also bear consequences. But what will not shake you in those consequences is your purpose. As I was saying, the spirit. There is a letter. I will fight as a kshatriya. But for what purpose? And up to what end? And that's why we find when Dhruva Maharaj waged a war against the Yakshas, he was advised. There is a spirit behind fighting. What purpose are you fighting for? Yavadartha udappane sarvata sampludodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. When one knows the purpose behind the Vedas, then all the injunctions therein are fulfilled. And that doesn't mean that the injunctions are belittled. They are also equally glorified. So both the letter and the spirit go hand in hand. And we see in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the inspiration that Arjuna found, the inspiration which made him ask this question, Krishna, I'm inspired in this journey that you're talking about selfless service based on one Swadharma. And I need to ensure that I experience divinity in every activity I do. It's not that certain activity I experience. In fact, Krishna says, yad karoshi yad ashnashi yad yohoshi dasya. Whatever you eat, whatever you speak, whatever you think about, everything, do it as an offering to me. Now, if I have to do it as an offering to you, Krishna, I have to see you everywhere. I have to experience you everywhere. It's not just seeing. Seeing and experiencing are for us very synonymously used here. And therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur would say that do not try to see the Lord. Try to serve the Lord in such a way that the Lord wants to see you. Because that seeing is an experience. An experience of relationship. An experience of commitment in that relationship. So therefore, hantate kadaishyame divya dhatma vibhutaya. Krishna says, I will explain to you, I'll tell you, without compromising, what my vibhutis are. What was Arjuna's question? Katam vidyam aham yogin tvam cha sada parichintayan. Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavanmaya. The use of bhaveshu is very interesting. Bhaveshu saptami means multiple bhavna, multiple emotions, chintyosi. Through multiple emotions, how can I chintyosi? How can I think about you, O Lord? Bhagavanmaya, by me. By me, how can you be remembered? So, he's not just asking for explanation, but he's asking for the experience. And therefore, when Krishna gives Vedanam Samavedosmi. Now when he says Vedanam Samavedosmi, it's not belittling the other Vedas. But he says, yes, you want the experience, you want my experience? Samaveda. Prabhupada says that Gautama Rishi was the professor of Samaveda. amongst the Ashwatha, Sarva Vrikshanam. So you see the Ashwatha Vriksha, you experience that the vibhuti, the glamour of Krishna, that within that Ashwatha one fruit, you have so many seeds. Now, where is the seed? Where is the Ashwatha lying in that seed? In that fruit? You dissect it, dissect it, dissect it. Do you find the seed? No. There's so many, and you can find seeds, many multiple seeds. You dissect the seed. Where is the tree? That is the amazing, you know, experience of Ashwatha Vriksha. Like this, one can experience every example that Krishna gives in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So this just deepened Arjuna's experience of dovetailing all his propensities in the service of Krishna, but with no immediate superficial guarantees. We buy products from the market and the first thing we look for is guarantee kya hai? Guarantee period kya hai? Warranty period kya hai? These are the two questions. Many Matajis can testify to this. Right? But, yes, guarantee Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. The sixth chapter he says, and later on also he says, in fact, second chapter he begins that there's loss, no loss or diminution in this process. So guarantee begins there itself. Yet Krishna's guarantee is about experience. Krishna's guarantee is not just about the result. If you're seeking result, one might deceive oneself. But one is seeking that experience of serving Krishna, then the doors are wide open wide. When the Pandavas were in the exile in the forest, actually not exile, but right after Lakshagraha, they were crossing a river. And as they were crossing a river, there was this Chitrasen, who was a Gandharva. He obstructed the Pandavas. He said, you can't cross the river. And Arjuna immediately challenged, but this is night. Chitrasen's challenge was that the river belongs to me. But Arjuna, he said, first of all, we are Brahmanas. We can go around. And secondly, it is night time. You can't be, we want to cross the river and you can't be obstructing us in the middle of night saying this is yours. So a fight ensued. Amazing fight ensued between the two. But in the middle of the fight, it's very interesting. Chitrasen, he acknowledges Arjuna's strength and then he says, hey Pandavas, I want to share something with you. And he starts telling lots of stories. Many, multiple stories. In fact, one of the stories he talks about is the Vishwamitra and Vasishtha's duel. Right? I mean, it turned into a duel where Vishwamitra with his big sena goes into the forest and very exhausted, his army is hungry, thirsty, and that's when they enter the ashram of Vasishtha Muni and Vasishtha Rishi. He does Atithya Satkar, receives them very, very warmly, and then after seating them, makes them feel completely welcome, fresh. They feel completely enlivened, nourished with lots of refreshments, food, and then Vishwamitra gets curious. What? How did you manage all this? So Vasishtha says, he acknowledges that the Nandini is a treasure. She is a gift. It's by her grace, the cow Nandini, who's a Kamadhenu, that all this is possible. So immediately Vasishtha says, I would like to have Nandini. So in that context, there's a very interesting verse that Vasishtha speaks. In fact, Vasishtha says that you have all your prowess, do what you want. And in fact, Vishwamitra was amazed. Why is Vasishtha not disturbed by my challenge? I will take away Nandini. So at that time, when he was asked, what is your strength? Vasishtha says, Kshatriyanam balam tejo brahmananam shama balam shama mam bhajate yasmat gamyatam yadi rochate. Gamyatam, gamayati means take. Gamyatam, if you want, take. Yadi rochate, if you like, take. Nandini, Why? Because the strength I am exercising, he's saying, Kshatriyanam balam tejo. Kshatriya have this bala of teja. Chivalry, valor. And Krishna says, I am that chivalry also. And Brahmananam balam shama. In fact, there's a long list of what is the bala. Right? For small children, the bala is crying. They cry, then immediately they draw everyone's attention. Tell me what you want. Whatever you want, we'll give you. Please stop crying. So bala is exercised differently in different stages of life. And he says, according to the position one is in, the swadharma, the bala is exhibited differently. For a brahmana, to get agitated is not bala. To exercise wisdom. And on the strength of the wisdom to determine what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. And that doesn't mean he is indifferent to the bala of the kshatriyas, which is teja. He understands. He complements the teja of the kshatriya. The two have to coexist. Vasishtha was kind of appealing to Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra was a king then. That we can coexist. And instead of challenging each other, we can complement each other. However, Vishwamitra Muni, he was attracted to the teja of Vasishtha. Of course, that's another long story. But the point is, in this context, Chitrasen gradually tells the Pandavas, hey Pandavas, you have teja. You started fighting with me in the middle of this river, the dead of the night. What you actually need is to complement your teja with kshama. And therefore you need the guidance of a guru. That's when Chitrasen directs the Pandavas, says, I know one person who can guide you. And he says, Dhaubya. So if you go to Mahabaleshwar, just on the foothill, there's a dhom. There's a village called Dhom. That's named after Dhaumya. Dhaumya Rishi. Had a very, very critical role to play in the life of the Pandavas. Pretty much like salt has to play in food. You don't see the prasadam, the salt, that gets dissolved. So it's explained that after that advice, and it was not just an advice, it was an appeal revealed through beautiful stories by Chitrasen to the Pandavas. The Pandavas actually started pursuing, found they were keen to have Dhaumya, and thereafter Dhaumya was always there in their life. It was there even when Panchali, Draupadi, they had that predicament when Mother Kunti said, please share whatever you have got. So it was Vyasa, Dhaumya, Lord Krishna, all of them actually came to advise. So such, the Pandavas, we are always challenged with such difficult predicaments. And Krishna is explaining one such predicament. But in all predicaments, they always balanced their own teja with shama. Yes, their own shama, but which was often revived, rejuvenated, nourished by the association of brahmanas. And therefore, I think Gopi Parandan Prabhu was once making a nice point. He's also he nicely translated the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So Gopi Parandan Prabhu was once saying that for Varnashram to succeed, actually the combination of the Kshatra and Bhava and Brahmana Teja is very important. Brahmana Shama and Kshatra Teja. That's when that's when we see the Pandavas, they thrived in the forest. They were not just surviving in the forest, they thrived. As they say, they made the best use of a bad bargain. And it was not really a bad bargain either. So you look at it as a bad bargain when you dissociate it from the process of karma. But you understand, this has also come by the grace of the Lord. And therefore it's not really a bad bargain. It's the best use of the best bargain. That is the process of Bhagavad Dharma. Realizing our divine connection with the Supreme Lord. Now it's very interesting that these same personalities, Arjuna and Uddhava, who are mentioned in this section, they also described in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita and some very interesting verses I found there. The quest for one who has received the greatest mercy of Krishna, this was the quest of Narad Muni. Now, it's explained that Brihat Bhagavatamrita is like an appendix that Sanatana Goswami try to revive an appendix to Gautama Rishi's version of the Mahabharata. So when Maharaj Janmejaya was performing this Sarpa Yajna because of he was very, very upset about this father, Parikshit Maharaj, who could not be protected from Takshaka. So he had the Sarpa Yajna. All the Sarpa snakes were being invited into this Yajna. And at that time it's explained that Takshaka, he took shelter of Indra, and when that came to the attention of Maharaj Janmejaya, he said, "Oh Indra, you also fall into this." So that time Astika Rishi had, he came and counseled Maharaj Janmejaya, and gradually the Sarpa Yajna was stalled at that point of time. It was completed. Thereafter, there's a conversation that ensues. I mean, some commentators very nicely explain that Maharaj Janmejaya had at some point of time asked Vaishambhayana Rishi, who was also there in the assembly, "Oh, please tell me what the ancestry, explain who the Kauravas were, but I don't have time." So in one verse, there's a very beautiful verse where Vaishambhayana Rishi, he summarizes, he says, there is a story of a king who, after having been warned by monkeys, did not come to his senses and had to bear the results. And there is the other story where after having been defeated by one fraction of the army in an incognito situation, the Agyatvas, even after that, those people who could not come to their senses, they are the Kauravas. So that was his one verse explanation. He drew an analogy between Ravana and the Kauravas. Ravana, who could not come to his senses, even after Hanumanji burnt Lanka, he could not even come to senses based on strength. Forget about Dharma. Even after Angada challenged him. And on the other hand, Duryodhan, who could not realize the strength of Arjuna, who as a chariot driver of Uttara, Kumar Uttara, defeated Karna and so many others. That's the story. So it's explained that Maharaj Janmejaya was very curious. "So please tell me more. Who are these personalities?" Then Vaishambhayana Rishi said, "I'll explain to you in detail." So that's an explanation of Mahabharata. Gautama Rishi also rendered that Mahabharata. Now the appendix to the rendition of sage Vaishambhayana to Maharaj Janmejaya is called Harivamsha. Very beautiful pastimes of Krishna have been described. And the appendix that Sanatan Goswami tried to present for the Gautama Rishi's compilation of Mahabharata has been named Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I mentioned earlier that Vedanam Samavedosmi, Krishna says. So Samaveda, Prabhupada says, the professor of Samaveda was Gautama Rishi. He has many things to his credit. Gautama Rishi, I mean, his tapasya is actually manifested in the form of river Godavari even today. So, in this, Narad Muni, he is searching for one who is the greatest recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy. And it starts with Prayagraj. From his witnessing a Brahmana, very, very opulent Brahmana, but extremely charitable and distributing prasadam. That Brahmana, you are the greatest recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy. You are so beautifully worshipping Lord Madhava here. The Brahmana directed Narad Muni. He said, "Actually, there is a king in South India who is a lot more. He does so much more charity than me. I am nothing compared to him." Now, it's very interesting. This conversation takes Narad Muni from the Brahmana to the king, to the Indra, Devaraj Indra, Brahmaji, Shivji. From Lord Shiva, he goes to Prahlad Maharaj. Then Hanumanji, Pandavas, and then Uddhava, the Yadus and the Uddhava. So this way he is directed. And every conversation has very interesting twofold aspect. One is how each devotee feels a recipient of Lord's mercy and therefore grateful for his position. At the same time, because there is gratitude in that position, there is no arrogance. And therefore, the capability to appreciate something more attractive, at least in their eyes. It's amazing. None of the devotees in the sequel feel morose being what they are. It's not that. Hanumanji, in fact, very interesting conversation. Hanumanji, he glorifies the Pandavas, says, please go to the Pandavas. And then he says, for a moment, he also thinks, I will also come along with you. But then he says, no, I have to serve Lord Ram. So I have to be here. Sthane Sita, he was very firmly situated in service to Lord Ram, yet he could appreciate the service of the Pandavas. It's amazing. This is again an experience that Sanatana Goswami has presented to all of us. Complete absorption in one's devotional service with seriousness, with sincerity, without ulterior motives, how it leads to appreciation for others, unique position. And refinement of one's own position, because this is what makes the process of devotional service so dynamic. It's not stagnating. It's not never about stagnation. So, I'm just going to read a couple of verses from this, the next few 10 minutes or so. So, it's explained how, Hanumanji explains how the Pandavas are first of all very blessed, specially blessed by Krishna in so many different ways. He says, first of all, he says that, Narad Muni, I'm so tempted to come along with you, but tada bhaveyam tatrasu tam tu gachadya pandavan tesham griheshu tatpashya param brahma narakriti. He says that, Narada, I want to be here, though I would like to come along with you. I want to be here to be present myself before the Supreme Lord Ram. Because he might call me anytime. He's not calling me right now. But he might call me anytime. But now you please go visit the Pandavas and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. Lord Krishna is completely satisfied. He doesn't need to eat at someone's house. Yet at the same time he has chosen. Because he is drawn by the love of the Pandavas, he is always with them. And there he goes on that by sacrifices like Ratsuya and Ashwamedha, Maharaj Yudhishthir has, in fact it's very interesting, Rajasuya Yajna is one such occasion which not only is referred to by Hanumanji, but Yudhishthir Maharaj also later on in his conversation with Narad Muni refers to the Rajasuya Yajna. And he says that he did such beautiful Rasuya Yajna that qualified him to attain the world of Lord Vishnu. And while still in this world, he rules Jambudvipa. The king achieved all opulence by Krishna's mercy and has offered it all to Krishna. It never had any power to please him. So he was never entangled by the power. He was assertive about using the power, but he was not entangled by that power. Since his heart always burns with the fire of love for Krishna, those garlands, fine garments, sandalwood pulp attract him no more than they would attract a man afflicted by the fire of hunger. Right? If a person is hungry, when a person is healthy, he knows he or she is hungry. A sign of unhealthiness is you don't even feel hungry. Right? So, but when you are hungry, you are not attracted by distractions, by flower garlands, by anything else. So when Maharaj Yudhishthir, his mind was so focused on establishment of dharma and assisting Lord Krishna, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Krishna will assist the establishment of dharma, but we need to extend ourselves also. So Yudhishthir is so firm in that. And he says that he has a queen no less than Draupadi and brothers, blessed brothers like Bhimsen and Arjuna. But they have all bound themselves so beautifully well, and in that process of binding, they have kept Lord Krishna in the center. He says, but how much more can a monkey like me speak about the Pandavas? You please go there and experience it yourself. So Narad Muni, he arrived. And when he arrived at the court, Yudhishthir Maharaj was consulting his inner circle about how to see Krishna. Because Krishna at that time was in Dwarka. And Hastinapur, they were trying to make a plan to get Krishna there. On the pretext of some sacrifice or calamity. Right? So there were generally two incidences when Krishna would come. Either Ratsu Yagya, then Krishna would come. Or Draupadi, Swayamvara. It's very interesting. When Draupadi, Swayamvara was going on, Krishna and Balaram, they were seated. And they were actually, they saw these five Brahmanas, illustrious Brahmanas. The conversation is so beautiful. The way Krishna nudges to Balaramji and says, you know, who's that? Your Shishya. Because it was a reunion after a long time. Very, very nice, very pleasant to read that section. So whenever there was a Swayamvara, they would be there. So why not we attract some calamity or do some sacrifice upon ourselves. Sacrifice so that Krishna comes. Now of course we should understand this in spirit. This is Maharaj Yudhishthir is explaining his longing to have the association of Krishna. So it's very figuratively explained. And then Narad Muni, when he comes there, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he brings him to the assembly hall and gave him a seat of honor. The king brought large assortment of items for worshipping Narada. But Narada took those items and instead started worshipping Yudhishthir Maharaj, the Pandavas and Queen Draupadi. And he started recalling all the verses that Hanumanji had spoken in praise of the Pandavas. And he started also playing his Veena while speaking. So singing a song with the Veena. And then he said that this Lord Krishna, actually he is your Lord. He is your spiritual master. He is your Sambandhi or blood relation. Your maternal cousin. Your messenger. He becomes your Dut. He is your well-wisher. I mean, look at the versatile nature of Krishna's relationship with the Pandavas that he acknowledged. I mean, every way he relates to you and you relate to him. So therefore, when Arjuna says, how do I see you? Keshu, keshu, cha bhaveshu. Krishna has actually Arjuna has already experienced Krishna in so many relations. As a friend, as a well-wisher, as a messenger, as a relative. Somebody may say, oh, maternal relation, therefore there was favoritism. Well, Shishupal also had a similar physical relation. But you know what Shishupal did with Krishna. So it's not, of course, just paternal relation. And then he says that great personalities like Brahma are considered as material opulences. That is the nature of that Brahmaji seeks the association of Krishna. And Narad Muni has just now come from that long travel, yatra. He has been to his guru Brahma and also his disciple Prahlad Maharaj. That is this journey of Narad Muni. He has seen a wide range of personalities who have been specially favored by Krishna. And he says all of them seek Krishna and Krishna is now seeking you. So this way he says, Yasya prasadam dharani vilapataha chiroda tire vrata nishthaya sthitaha. He says, when Brahmaji and other devatas responded to Mother Earth's lament, observe, they together stood on the shore of the milk ocean. They were seeking your presence. And they actually underwent strict vows. Nevertheless, the Lord reciprocated with them only after some time. But then he said, O Lord, O Pandavas, the Lord Krishna, he comes to you when he is hungry. And he comes to you when he is hungry, even when you are in the forest. And not only that, through that pastime, he displays how even in the most difficult situations, if you call upon Krishna and act responsibly, like the Pandavas acted responsibly. It's not that they just called upon Krishna and they did not try to make arrangements for Durvas Muni. You call upon Krishna and act responsibly, Krishna will certainly protect you. And what is that protection? Again, the protection is intensifying of the relationship. Because if it's only a protection in terms of results, then how did the Pandavas not only lose Abhimanyu, they lost their five sons. So yes, the Pandavas were very firm in their decisiveness, in their service to Krishna. They were certainly driven by the results, but not just result oriented. So, he gives so many beautiful pastimes. And he says that thoughtful sages like Vishwamitra, Gautama and Vasishtha were intent on austerities, mantra meditation, spiritual knowledge. They had various goals in life. But while they were on pilgrimage in Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna mercifully inspired them to pray to him for pure devotion. Thus they obtained it and became fully dedicated to his devotional service. This Krishna, the same Lord Krishna, is accessible to you. The same Lord Krishna became your messenger. And very beautifully he says, Krishna bestowed upon Yudhishthira the highest prestige, greater than that of anyone else in the upper and lower worlds. He killed Jarasandha, gave the credit to Bhima. He orchestrated the entire battlefield of Kurukshetra, gave all the credit to Arjuna and Yudhishthira. At every point, it was Krishna who was inspiring, giving the direction. And in fact, that was also strategically what Arjuna had chosen. Because Arjuna, he said, when he chose Krishna over the Narayani Sena, he said, "Oh Lord, you please become the chariot driver for us, both on the battlefield as well as in life." So chariot driver on battlefield is certainly an important strategy to win, because Krishna could give them strategies which even Shakuni was apprehending. Shakuni was apprehending. Krishna will give them ideas, and those ideas are more powerful than all your strength, he would tell Duryodhan. But not only that, Arjuna sought Krishna as a chariot driver also in his life. He was not using Krishna. And of course, who can use Krishna? Right? So Arjuna was very, very mindful of his relationship with Krishna, yet because he was so focused on his service, Krishna also gave him the credit. And he says, Narad Muni says, "Saintly Arjuna became renowned throughout the world for his intimate friendship with Krishna." And then he goes on to explain the glories of Nakula and Sahadeva, how they chose Agra Puja toward Krishna during the Ratsuya Yajna. And Lord Krishna, how he vowed to have justice done to Draupadi and gave them all the directions so that they are on the path of justice but not on the path of revenge. And towards that, he would very often even advise Karna. He would tell Karna, "Do you want justice or do you want revenge?" And he would ask the same question to Draupadi. "Do you want justice or do you want revenge?" So the glory of the Pandavas is that yes, Krishna was present in their lives. But Narad Muni is also acknowledging you accepted every such opportunity. You sought such opportunities and you accepted such opportunities. Because when you seek, you can get Dhaumya with the intervention or guidance of Chitrasena Gandharva. When you seek, you can get Vyasa in the middle of the forest, who actually set the stage for the five Pandavas marrying Draupadi. And when you seek, you can get Krishna in the forest when you have to feed Durvasa. It was first of all Yudhishthira who sought that Akshaya Patra so that he can feed all the students who would follow him. And then he sought Krishna. He sought strength and wisdom so that service could be performed to Durvasa and his disciples. And so on, he goes on explains, explaining the detailed glory of Maharani Kunti and so on. And it's very interesting the way the Pandavas respond. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says, "Whatever you have said, Narad Muni, is actually correct. We have been specially favored by Krishna." He says, "Krishna is the original source of illusion, the guru of all clever deceivers." Arjuna says, "When I refused to kill Bhishma, Drona and others, Krishna, the best of wise scholars, taught me something to induce me to go ahead and kill them. Hearing only the literal meaning of what Krishna taught may please dry scholars. But to us whose life and soul lies in glorifying pure devotional service, those instructions by the Lord give great pain." Again, the same point which I mentioned earlier. Arjuna in Krishna's advice did not only see divine intervention. He saw strategy. But in that strategy also, he saw his pure relationship with Krishna. So he's saying here, many scholars may reduce Krishna's advice to us as just tactics to win the war. But Arjuna says that hearing only the literal meaning of what Krishna taught may please dry scholars. But to us whose life and soul lies in glorifying pure devotional service, those instructions by the Lord give great pain. And why is he saying great pain? He's remembering those instructions. He's saying that Krishna, he did all this. He was instrumental in our becoming kings. However, after we were settled, where is Krishna? So that is, again, the quest of Pandavas for the association of Krishna. They are not complacent. Sometimes, when you win victory, and even on the path of Dharma when you win victory, you take all the credit upon yourself. And as a result, you start misusing your position. You become arrogant. These statements by the Pandavas only explain their complete humility. Their humility in being instruments of Krishna. And because they were instruments, they are of course the characteristic of an instrument. If you are a nimitta, you would want to be a part of the whole. A hand would always want to be a part of the body. This is very natural craving. And therefore, the mode that Sanatana Goswami explains with its premise in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavatam, is actually very natural to appreciate as the culmination of the Dharma Yuddha that the Pandavas fought. And the same Pandavas, out of great humility, especially Mother Kunti, say that Krishna is right now in Dwaraka. Please go there. And there, he is actually giving his association to all the Yadus. So they start glorifying the Yadus. How? Krishna is called Yadunandana. Krishna came just like a sun. When it rises, it dissipates the darkness. The Yadukula, which was actually in some sense cursed by Maharaj Jayati, that you would not be kings, Krishna actually brought up their entire Uday, the illumination of their entire dynasty. So they are completely illuminated that they are thriving in Krishna's association. And thereafter, Krishna, motivated by the Pandavas, when Narad Muni went to Dwaraka to associate with the Yadus, he had a grand welcoming. And it's explained that Narad Muni, the moment he went there, he started offering obeisance to the Yadus. And the Yadus were quite in dilemma. Because for them, Narad Muni was a guru. So it's explained that the Yadus, they started worshipping Narad Muni and praising Narad Muni. Narad Muni reciprocated and started glorifying the Yadus. The Yadus said, "Oh Lord, oh Rishi, actually speaking, the person who has actually received the special mercy of Krishna is Uddhava. Because all of us have been specially blessed, we acknowledge it. But what's the characteristic of Uddhava? He says that Kintu Asmasu Uddhava Sriman Paramanugraha Aspadam Yadava Indriyasya. So Indra among the Yadavas, that's Krishna, Yah Mantri Shishya Bhritya Priya Mahan. So recall that Narad Muni had told the Pandavas that Krishna has had this beautiful relationship with you in every possible way. The Yadavas are saying, Yadus are saying the same thing. They're saying, Uddhava is Lord Krishna's counselor, his disciple, his servant and dear friend. Again, a multifaceted, versatile relationship with Krishna. And it's the same Uddhava who's asking Krishna, inquiring from Krishna, how can I have this multifaceted experience of you in this world? And he says, the Lord sometimes leaves us, the Yadus say, the Lord sometimes leaves us and goes on traveling. Not noticing our suffering, he goes away. However, Uddhava, he always remains with the Lord. And they specifically give lots of instances. They say when Samba had to be delivered, Uddhava went. Akrura went and brought Krishna and Balarav. But thereafter, when the message about Krishna had to be conveyed back to Vrindavan, it was Uddhava. Krishna found him completely non-different from his own going. And by seeing Uddhava, one can remember Krishna. These are some very interesting physical characteristics that the Yadus point out. It is explained He says that, is it possible to describe the great fortune of Uddhava? Since childhood, he has always been wrapped in service to the Lord's lotus feet. For this reason, a host of ignorant fools may even think of him as a madman. That he's always thinking about Krishna. So, Narad Muni, you're right in the right place, but you just need to proceed a little ahead. You need to go and meet Uddhava. So, when hearing these transcendental qualities, Narad Muni became very eager to go to Uddhava's home. Overwhelmed, Narad began to walk on the path to Uddhava's place. Now, there was a last message that the Yadus left for Narad Muni. And we'll conclude with that. As Narad Muni was leaving, Maharaj Ugrasen specifically said, the time for our assembly has arrived. So, Dharma assembly. So, unless Uddhava releases Krishna, Krishna will not come here. So, please tell Uddhava to bring Krishna along. So, it very indirectly, he testifies whatever they have said so far, how Uddhava is non-separable from Krishna. And again, to conclude, the same Uddhava and same Arjuna, whose multifaceted relationship with Krishna, we see through the pages of Bharat Bhagavatamrita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as also in the Mahabharata, we get to experience in these verses, Krishna relating to the questions of Arjuna, when he is asked some questions by Uddhava. And that he is not only relating to the questions of Arjuna, he is also relating to the entire context, the relationship he enjoyed with Arjuna. Hare Krishna. There's some question or comment? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Chai.